This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, you got to say something good about the Guardians before you take it away about the Browns. That's our rule with the callers today.
Okay, that's a great rule.
It's a Lima. It's a Lima classic. That's a old Lima trick, and I thought it was very apropos today. The Guardians deserve all the good talk we could find. So, if you had something to say about the Browns, someone's got to say something good about the Guardians before they go off about the Browns.
I owe the Guardians an apology for mocking the acquisition of Lane Thomas at the trade deadline. He turned out to be one of two MVPs in the ALDS, along with Stephen Kwan. So my apologies for mocking said move. Glad you're here, Lane. Keep it up.
Well, so I think a lot of people kind of feel the same way. I had a guy send me an email about how bad this trade was.
Right.
And at first I was like, let's see where it goes. And then it got really bad. And I was like, you know what? You're right. This is terrible. And he just sent me an email yesterday. Hey, man. We were all wrong about this. This is great. This is why this front office is this front office. I go, yeah, man, you're right. You are totally 100% right. It's, you know, you always get another chance in baseball, but the front office did a good job. And Lane Thomas, he never has to pay for a drink again.
Nope. I mean, that grand slam was, I was shocked. I know he had homered earlier in the series, but I was shocked when it happened. But when he hit, I was like, yep, okay, that's going to be it for Detroit. Once that happened, I had no doubts that they were going to finish that game off and move on to the ALCS. Should be a great series between the Guardians and the Yankees. In no way, shape, or form can I even consider with a clear conscience to pick the Yankees to win the series. I have to pick the Guards just on principle alone.
Yes.
Even if it may not happen. By the way, how's Mitch doing this morning?
I'm trying to avoid it. It's an elephant in the room that I'm trying to. Because I honestly think I'm going to actually get really personal with him, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's really going to be riding the fence this week. So it's going to be tough on the guy.
Will he, or will he just be secretly rooting for the Yankees all the time?
Well, if he wants to, then just come out and be an out-and-out Yankee fan.
He even wore he brought in a Cleveland Guardians cap today.
I respect him more, and now you're going to get me to do it, like, because I'm talking about disrespecting the young man. I would rather him come out and be full-blown heel and say he's a Yankee fan. I would respect him more than this charade of, well, I like both teams. You can't like both teams. It's dumb.
I mean, LeBron James showed up to the ballpark wearing a Yankee hat.
Yeah. He's been ripped for it ever since, but
right,
he still did
but
it.
Hey, you know, you get sometimes you just got to own it, right?
And Mitch is the new Cleveland LeBron James. He's taking over. He's taking the mantle for him.
Anyway,
I don't know if I go that far.
It's the first
same comparison.
Well, unless Mitch
should
hangs,
see the millions of dollars of business they do downtown now that Mitch is on this show.
Unless Mitch hangs drywall at a school. That's the only other comparison you could ever make with LeBron James, for those who have listened for a long time. All right, Daryl, it's time. Get your hammer out.
For
Let's
what?
Go. Let him have it, baby. I know you want to do it.
No, actually, I don't. I mean, it isn't even worth it anymore. It's that bad. And I don't know what the fix is. This is I mentioned this on the podcast, Ken, yesterday with Andy Baskin. I have a solution. I'm one of those people, like, if I have a complaint, I'm going to complain, but at least I'll offer a solution, right? After watching six weeks.
We know what the solution is. All know what it is, and they're not going to do it.
Correct. But and that's why I don't have a solution. But after watching this for 6 weeks and the same thing over, I don't know. Like, it is just really god-awful ugly. This is an insult to expansion offense, of an expansion team. It is an insult to the 1-31 Browns, considering all the talent that they have. You might as well just trade Amari Cooper and get him out of here. He looks miserable. Him and Deshaun Watson have the chemistry of oil and water. You broke Amari. Like, Amari is the Nick Chubb of wide receivers in the NFL, and he's broke now. Like, congratulations, Deshaun. Way to go. You broke one of the most professional guys out there. I guess they ran the ball halfway decent yesterday when they tried to do it. They probably should have just ran it the whole day because you know what? And I'm not going to get caught up in the 11 of 12 for what was it, 122 yards there in the second half. I'm not going to do it.
Won't give the guy his credit, Daryl? Do you have an agenda you're pushing?
I'm not. It's the trail of cheese, okay? You're clinging. It's the Raiders 2.0 all over again. Well, you know, Deshaun wasn't terrible. He was pretty good. It's some of the best football he's ever played this season. Gotta give him his flowers for that. You know what? You didn't win the game. Bottom line. Oh, and you had 68 yards passing in the first half. No, I'm not doing it. He's terrible. He can't play anymore. The line can't block for him. The line is undisciplined both mentally and physically. It's just a complete train wreck offensively. It's unwatchable. It really is. Fans deserve better than the product they've got on the field. And I'm not interested in the talk of, well, you know, they got three AFC North opponents coming to Cleveland the next 3 weeks. Yeah, it's not going to matter. Well, the Bengals have already passed you in the standings.
Yes, and that's why, Daryl, I keep saying it's Browns prison. Like, somebody came up with an idea on the radio like last week or the week before because all the losses blend together. Well, we could do what they did with Brock Osweiler. No one's taking him. No one's taking him. Yep. Nobody is taking him because they have
he
to dump salary. Nobody is
NFL.
Taking him. That is not happening. I think he'd welcome a trade at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you agree with me on that. Yeah. I think he'd love to get out of here at this point. They're booing him at home.
Miserable.
He says he doesn't care about the fans. He does care about the fans. He does see what the people say. He definitely hears them on the sidelines. That's for damn sure. I think he'd love to get out of here. It ain't happening. No other team, no other franchise. We have him or we're stuck with him, and that's it. And that's why, Daryl, like, the only way out of this, like, I'm never going to root for him to lose because that's crazy, and I have too much respect for guys like Joel Bitonio and Myles Garrett. Right. And Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, I'm just looking at some veterans there. Jeremiah is still very, very young in his career.
Right.
But let me tell you this. Like, I got too much respect for those guys, but it's like the only way out of this is that, yeah, you know what? You get the first overall pick, and then you could have the pick of the litter of the next quarterback that you could go out there. And Lima, you and I could sit here and talk about, well, is he put in a better situation or is he put in a worse situation? Look at the cap held around and go, it doesn't matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The rookie's going to be better than this guy. These are historically bad numbers. The guy has no confidence in himself. He has no confidence in his teammates. He doesn't look like he likes playing the sport. The right. coaches don't look like they like coaching him. They don't like that he's out there. The post-game press conference, Daryl, you saw it with your very own eyes. He looks like he's being held hostage with the yep. quarterback, and they're going to march him out there next week because they got Nick coming back, and I'm sorry because I've totally turned this into a rant where it's your segment. Sorry, Daryl, you go. Damn it, I apologize.
I appreciate it because I don't have the energy to invest in being mad at these guys at this point. Like I can't believe how bad this got. It didn't look good in training camp. Okay. And I figured that there was going to be some things to iron out early in the season. I didn't expect that this is just what the product is going to be for the season. I don't even want to hear about injuries. Okay, yes, I realize they've had some guys down on the offensive line. I realize defensively they were down a couple of safeties. They're pretty thin at linebacker these days. You know what? Injuries weren't an excuse last year. All you heard last year was next guy up, and they kept winning football games. Okay? P.J. Walker won a football game last year. Dorian Thompson-Robinson won a football game last year, okay? So I don't want to hear the injury excuse. Is it a factor? Sure. It's not why this offense is as unwatchable and incompetent as it is. Again, I said it earlier, the offensive line is undisciplined mentally. They're undisciplined physically. That's coaching, okay? You have players that looked great last year and in previous seasons, and this year they look washed. That's coaching. Deshaun, I don't know what the fix is for him. They can try and speak better play into existence all they want, but they're lying to themselves at this point. He doesn't have it anymore, and they basically lit $230 million and six draft picks on fire for a guy who we're stuck saying, well, you know, he at least completed 11 of 12 passes for 122 yards in the second half, and against the Raiders, he looked okay. But again, they can't win. He hasn't thrown for 200 yards in a game. They haven't scored 20 points in a game. The 1999 Browns scored 20 points a couple of times. Browns scored 20 points in games a couple of times.
Daryl, 300 yards in a game. Has he thrown over 200 yards in a game this season? He hasn't?
No, he's not.
He hasn't? He can't.
No.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay, never mind.
No, it's not 300. Well, he hasn't thrown for 300 yards in his Browns career here.
No, that's true. Meanwhile, I knew that.
Meanwhile, Joe Flacco's played three fewer games and has more touchdown passes than him.
Oh, my goodness. He's right. He hasn't thrown for over 200 yards in a game.
Yeah. It is unwatchable.
This is Canaan Valley. Look like freaking Canaan Valley here. This is something else. No offense to those in Canaan Valley listening on the Free Odyssey app.
Wow.
All right, Daryl, obviously you heard the coach after the game say there won't be a change of quarterback. I predicted there would be last game, but the game was so close. Miles Garrett ends up...
The game was so close.
Well, that's the thing.
You actually thought they were going to win that game at any point yesterday, Lima?
Well, it's not about that, though. It's just about they needed to be down like three scores and Deshaun Watson play the exact same way he was playing, and then they would have made a change. The fact is, they didn't, and so... Now,
by the way, can we give Nick Sirianni a big shout out for just a hell of an effort yesterday? Pumped that for you. You beat the crappy Browns by 4 points. Way to go.
Well, yeah, they didn't. They were booing their team. They're not happy about that team either.
No,
but
they're not.
This gets to the root of it. Like the schedule, look at the teams they played. Jacksonville, the Giants, this Philly team, and the Cowboys. Like these teams are not good football teams. And they're losing every single time. They can't move the football. So how can Stefanski go back in the locker room now? All these teams in these predicaments always make a quarterback change. How can they not be the team that makes the quarterback change?
And how can these guys continuously say how much they believe in Deshaun and how much they believe in what they're doing? Like, if I have to hear, I just need to coach better, we're going to get it cleaned up. Like, if I hear that one more time, I just want to take a ball pin hammer to my skull.
Oh, my God.
Ken, it's monotonous. They say it. They say the same thing every week.
Because he can't say, I want to bench the guy and they won't let me.
It'd be nice if he did. Every week. It would be great if he did. Like, it's so monotonous right now. The same guys this week are going to talk, and they're going to say the same thing that they said the previous week. and to your point earlier, Ken, yeah, I feel bad for guys like Miles Garrett and Joel Bitonio and JOK. There's talent on this team. I feel bad for Amari Cooper. I feel bad for the receivers. Like, there's talent on this team, and you have a quarterback that is just basically a noose around your neck right now. You can't do anything with this guy. And aside from benching him, which they're not going to do because they're going to continue force-feeding him to us just so they can get their $46 million a year worth out of him, and everyone, including the fans, has to suffer for.
Well, Breer said it on Wednesday. Was it last Wednesday? He's like, he's going to start the first game of the season in 2025. I go, they won't be able to sell tickets.
Yeah.
They won't be able to sell tickets.
Well, I hate
Lima
to say
says
this.
He's got buddy. When you have a buddy who posted something on his Instagram of him getting his refund back or something like that
for next year,
like, you can't do it. Unless the only way you can do it is like, all right, he's going to start the season, but we have a first round draft pick behind him.
I mean,
that's like the only way you can do it.
Yeah, let's be honest about the situation too, Ken. The only reason for fans to go to Sunday's game is because of Nick Chubb. That's really the only. I mean, they're 1-5. They're done. They're cooked. They are not coming back from that. The playoffs are gone. We never have to say that word concerning the Browns for the remainder of the year because it's just not realistic. Even if they win two of the next three or something like that, they are not making the playoffs this year. So they are not going to achieve their goal. And the reason they're not going to achieve their goal, they invested in the wrong guy, both as a human being and as a professional football player. And they asked their fans to make a moral compromise to root for this guy. And this is how he's rewarding them for that that contract, that investment, and that faith in him.
Go Guardians.
Go Guards, baby.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You have anything to take off of that tone when we come back? I think you do.
Yeah, I mean, just the locker room, I felt like it was teetering a week ago.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.